Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for February 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is indeed our 2 at 2. And the goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders, our founding fathers. As simply put, the goal is to use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, and the checks and balances wisely put in place by the founders to restore the republic. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth certainly would be fantastic. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, and our well-reasoned brother in liberty for the Constitution Party, constitutionparty.com, Mr. Jim Clymer. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you. It's my pleasure once again.
All right. Now, there's so much to talk about. It's hard to even know where to start, but let's just talk about these political campaigns going on here. A lot of people wonder, why on earth do you talk about it? It's a losing cause. Elections are all rigged. It's a waste of time. Sam, what are you even talking about it for? You should know better. And the answer is because if enough Americans got involved, we could do something about it. Look, the one thing you got to understand about election fraud, ladies and gentlemen, is if it's close, it's easy for them to commit fraud. But if it's not even close, it's pretty hard for them to blatantly, completely manipulate things. They don't have total control. They do have a little bit of manipulative wiggle room, no doubt. But if enough Americans demand watching the count, the vote count, if enough Americans get involved and shine light on the subject, it's really difficult for them to cheat, and especially difficult if it's a wide margin. Right now, Trump rolling. The other candidates struggling. It used to be, 17 candidates? Now it's down to 5. And 2 of them are so far behind, I don't know that they have a prayer. That's Kasich and Carson. You got Trump 10 points ahead of everybody else on a roll. Today is what? Nevada Caucus Tuesday, or whatever you want to say. We're going to find out what happens in Nevada today. But you got this battle, and you got Trump ahead by about 10 points. Then you got supposedly Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. I don't think either of them are constitutionally qualified to be president. They're not natural-born citizens. That's just my personal opinion. The debate's out about that big time. Nevertheless, they're neck and neck, but about 10 points behind. It's almost like political theater going on, Jim Clymer.
Yeah, it is. It's I must say it's fascinating to watch this year. It'll be interesting to see what happens today in the Nevada caucuses. And it appears to be a real horse race for Rubio and Cruz. Now, what's interesting, I mean, there are many things that are interesting, but one particular thing that's interesting right now, of course, is even though Trump is well ahead, the polls show that if Rubio or Cruz were going head-to-head, one-on-one against him, that either one of them would substantially outpoll him.
Now, that's what they say, but what I find fascinating about those ideas are every time they predict something against Trump, they fall flat on their face and it turns out to be wrong.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's a very good point, because these hypotheticals, you know, it's one thing when you do a direct matchup of thing that's a reality, but when you do the hypotheticals, I think they're always a little bit suspect. But still, the fact is, you have the one way of looking at it is the Trump vote and the anti-Trump vote. I mean, that's they're trying to set up a divide that way. The other way of looking at it, of course, is the outsider vote versus the establishment vote. And if you look at it that way, you pretty much can add Trump, Cruz, and Carson's votes together for the anti-establishment vote, and the Rubio
and Kasich together.
So, there are different ways you can slice a pie. But,
well, I slice it this way. You ready?
Yeah.
I don't think that there's a constitutionalist among all five of them, sir.
Well, you're probably right.
The closest one might be a Ben Carson. Now, a lot of people want to say, no, Sam, you don't know what you're talking about. Ted Cruz is quite constitutional. My response is, yeah, but he's a warmonger. That's kind of a problem. All these candidates support forcing folks to take vaccines of some flavor and of another. None of them are really ready to shut down half the government agencies that are unconstitutional. They talk big, but they don't really put their money where their mouth is when it comes to those things. Rand Paul was the most constitutional or constitutionally minded of all of them, but he bit the dust hard. And I don't think that there's a principled constitutionalist among any of the five.
Yeah, I mean, I would argue that Cruz is probably the most constitutionally consistent one of those that are still in the race.
Except for he's not even constitutionally qualified to be president, and he still thinks he is.
Yeah, do you want to? You said in your lead up into this that that wasn't on the debate schedule today, but did you want to talk about?
No, it's not on the debate schedule only because, you know what, people have their own opinions, and it's very difficult to get a definitive on that. We can talk about court cases, and we can talk about the intent of the founders, and we can talk about, you know, but it's not going to go anywhere. The point that I'm getting at, though, is even if you set that aside, how constitutional is he? He cut his teeth defending Bush over our election Chad vote fraud stuff, right? That's where he cut his teeth.
Yep. Now, I mean, if you look at his background and how he got to where he is, he certainly did it by the establishment rules. You know, went to Harvard. He got into Harvard by pulling the right strings and knowing the right people and so on. Got a job with as a clerk for Rehnquist in the Supreme Court. Worked in the Bush campaign, although I will say he never advanced in the Bush campaign very far. I mean,
well, he was the big attorney to help make the hanging Chad deal go away.
He was involved in that, but he was not. But he didn't advance in the campaign after that, or in the Bush administration. That's like he would have wanted to, I guess.
I'm sure you're right. He went on to be a clerk for one of the justices, right?
Yep.
That's pretty high-level stuff inside government, for sure.
Indeed it is. But I'll say one thing in his defense. He's the only one that I see who had the guts to challenge the establishment once he's in the Senate. I think you've got to give him some credit for being able to stand up. And that's why they hate him. They hate him more than they do Trump as an outsider. Because he stood up to them. He stood up to Mitch McConnell. He stood up to the other leaders in the Senate. And he got a bunch of them mad at him because he said he's going to stick by principle.
Now, many people say he was one of the key authors of the North American Union plan to merge Mexico, Canada, and the United States. What do you say to that?
Yeah, well, I haven't heard that one. I don't know. There's so much stuff swirling around, it's hard to know what.
Now, his wife works for the cartel banks, right?
Yeah, Goldman Sachs.
All right. Yeah. Pretty hard to take on the Federal Reserve and shut down dishonest money if your woman is right in the thick of it all, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, those are all legitimate.
Now, didn't they meet during the Bush campaign, too? She floats in quite high-minded political circles, too. It's not like she's just hanging out as a housewife or anything, right?
Well, in fact, I think that's how he didn't. Isn't that how they met when they were working for the camp for the campaign?
So I'm just saying it's kind of an interesting idea that he's pitched as an outsider when his whole life he's been an insider, hadn't he?
Well, yes. I've got to acknowledge that he was an insider in how he got to where he is now.
And where he is now is an insider because he works with the top 100 in government, right?
The top 100 government being the senators?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, but he opposed them. I mean, he didn't play their games. I'm saying that in defense of it.
Right.
And then you look at the same thing as Trump. You say, well, he claims to be the outsider and so on, but look how he is cozied up by his own admission. He has on many occasions given money to people who promote ideas and positions that are directly contrary to what he's saying now, But he did that so that he could get along, so he could get other things that he wanted.
Now, it's interesting that how he got where he is today is through special government loans, right?
Special government loans, special government privileges, domain, use of eminent domain, all kinds of stuff. He's used the system very effectively.
Now, it makes you wonder about that snake discussion that Trump had, how that relates to Cruz, huh? The story goes that, the woman basically picked up the snake trying to coddle the rattlesnake, and it bit her, and she got mad, and the snake said, "You knew what I was."
Oh, yeah, right.
All right, Trump told that story, and that kind of relates to Cruz and how he's kind of been coddled along by them, and now he pretends he's going to turn against them? Time will tell. Jim Clymer, our guest on your radio.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Jim Clymer, our guest. I'm beating up on Ted Cruz pretty good. Jim Clymer made a wise point, though, that you know what? Ted Cruz may have got there through the inside track, and he's certainly to some degree an insider, but at the same time, at least he's taken on the establishment more than the rest. And I think there's truth to that. Let's talk about Trump a little bit, though. This guy's been a political hack his whole life. He's smooshed with both sides of the aisle to the nth degree. He's primarily been a Democrat his whole life. He's used eminent domain against the people. He's used the bankruptcy laws to defend his empire, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now you got a situation where he's pretending he's kind of the conservative icon of the future. Jim?
Yeah, let me say one more thing about Cruz.
Okay, sure.
I mean, we get in trouble whenever we do relative find relative good as opposed to principal good. But just comparing him with Rubio, I guess if you look at the two of those and compare them, they both went to the Senate. They campaigned for the Senate on anti-immigration issues and so on. When they got there, Rubio turned and took positions directly contrary to what he had campaigned on. And that's what we see so much of.
You're absolutely right about that.
And you know, that is just that's one thing we're so frustrated about. I am so frustrated about. But that's where I give Cruz credit, because he said when he went to the Senate, he ran on this issue, and he's going to adhere to it no matter what his leadership says. So I'm just giving him credit for that. I'm not arguing your other.
And he deserves credit for that, and that's why I come back for the break saying it's a wise point, and he deserves credit for that. And, we got to give credit where credit's due. It's a wise point for sure.
But as far as Trump is concerned, I mean, listen, I will say I am really enjoying what he's doing to the Republican Party and to the establishment. I mean, he's giving them fits. I mean, he's a phenomenon that like unlike I've ever seen, I think, in that he says things. In some ways he's crude, he's vulgar, he says things which nobody else would get by with saying. And he says it every time. He says things which you'd think is going to be his political death knell, ends up gaining more popularity and seems to help him. And there's nothing, whether it's criticizing the Pope or whatever it may be, he seems to thrive on being not only anti-establishment but being doing things which virtually every political pundit would say things you don't do or don't say if you're expecting to achieve higher office. Having said that, I mean, I wish I could trust him. I like a lot of things he says. I wish I could trust him. But the fact is, given his history, given the causes that he supported, given the fact that he supported even the Clinton Foundation and, lauded the efforts of Clinton when she was Secretary of State and Obama and everything else in the past, how do we know where he's going to end up now? And the other thing is that even what he does say, he doesn't base it on constitutional principles. It's almost like he's running for dictator or something like that. And I have to ask the question, are we really going to end up with somebody who's just like Obama? Maybe he says things that we like. He's working toward results that we like better than Obama. But if they're if he uses unconstitutional methods to get there, aren't we just asking for as much trouble? I mean, maybe it may be suiting us right now, but it's just opening the door further for another president another time to do more things that are unconstitutional and grab more power for the federal government.
And do so under the guise of conservative principles or a conservative ideal, right?
That's right.
So you got really Trump, which is an insider now, pretending he's a conservative. You got Cruz, which is an insider. I don't know if he's pretending he's a conservative. Some of what he's done seems genuine. I just question, again, because we haven't seen him really advocate very long for solid constitutional positions. He's had a great theatric stand, but I'm not so sure that it's backed by constitutional conservatism day in and day out. Now you move the discussion to to Rubio, and now he's pretended he was an outsider to get elected, but now he's as insider as they get, and he's had a lot of involvement with the Bush administrations of past as well, right?
Well, yeah, and you can tell. They say birds of a feather flock together, and you can tell that he's an insider, that he's an establishmentarian, just by the people who are endorsing him. I mean, look at all the insiders who have endorsed him here, especially in recent weeks, and in South Carolina. You know, Nikki Haley and Trey Gowdy and Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott. You know, and plus there's a bunch of them since then have jumped on the Rubio bandwagon now that Bush is withdrawn. I mean, it's clearly the establishmentarians are clearly flocking to Rubio. They see him as their next best choice as an establishment candidate. And I think that tells you a lot there.
And if Rubio should stumble, they got Kasich waiting in the wings. Latest headline for John Kasich says this: Ohio blocks Planned Parenthood from state taxpayers' funds. Breitbart, Ohio Governor John Kasich, has signed a bill that eliminates state funding from Planned Parenthood in the Buckeye State. The new law redirects $1.3 million from Planned Parenthood of Ohio to other health facilities and prohibits the state from entering into contracts for health services with any organization that promotes and or performs non-therapeutic abortions, according to Cleveland.com. So now John's making his move to be a conservative now.
Yeah, right. He's a Johnny who's come lately, too.
But he's waiting in the wings should Rubio stumble, right?
I think he's there. I think he's their insurance policy. That's right. Yeah. He's one that could fall. They could fall back on if Rubio stumbles again. But right now, all they're talking about is the Rubio surge.
Kurt, go.
And you don't want to forget Bush. He only has suspended his campaign. And he would be ready, of course, if the other guys, he'll come in with like a knight in shining armor on a white horse in case he's needed, of course, to serve his country.
Yeah, they probably have Mitt Romney poised to take that role if necessary, too. The bottom line is, I wonder if we don't have a sail-away candidate in Donald Trump, in other words, a slam dunk sweep the South kind of scenario that changes the game, they're going to push for a brokered convention, I'm convinced, Jim Clymer.
Well, if they push for a brokered convention, then all bets are off. Then it's going to be a pulling in Romney or Bush or somebody like that. In order for Trump to get it, he's going to have to continue the momentum that he has now and carry it on through. I'm joining those who more and more are saying that looks like the likely scenario. But who knows? Things still could change. It's not in the bag yet, but it's looking pretty strong for him at this point.
Now you got the Jim Clymer personal opinion, and then you got the Constitution Party reality. The Constitution Party has not selected a candidate yet, right?
No, we have not. We've got our convention coming up in April, and hopefully we're still... Sam, maybe here's an opportunity for you. Maybe we could... maybe you need to come to our convention and make a bid for it.
And run for president, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't be running for president. That'd be crazy.
You'd have to give up your radio show. But
Yeah. I like Jim Clymer running for president. He was VP before, and I think you're the next successor, sir.
Well, that's very flattering of you, but I don't think that's in the works at this time.
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Clymer, the Constitution Party, with us.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is, you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, the Constitution Party nominating convention is set for April 13th through the 17th, 2016. It's in Salt Lake City, right, Jim?
That is right. You bet.
That means Kurt Cosby can go and run for president pretty easily.
Yeah, that's right down the street from you.
Yeah, Kurt, you're up, bro. A better
yeah.
Swing.
Yeah, that's going to happen, but it does mean that we could at least attend pretty easily, hasn't it?
Yeah, it won't cost a bunch of money for flights or anything like that.
Yeah.
Won't get patted down by the TSA or anything.
Maybe we can even, talk our buddy Jim Clymer into breaking some bread with us when he's in.
Well, we're going to do that for sure, because what we really need to do is get a Give Me Liberty Fund meeting together, and what better time than that, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. Good point.
Now, I've been a member of the Constitution Party for quite some time. I try to help. I just get so busy. I believe in the party. I believe in what they're doing. I don't know who I would suggest they have run for president. It's just not something I can do. The problem is I'm a hardcore political talk show host. They'll use every statement I've ever made against me. Some of them relate to radio. You know, I don't want to say I'm a shock jock, but at some point, sometimes you demonstrate the absurd by being absurd, and if you take that out of context, it can go all kinds of wrong. I just don't think I'd be the great candidate for that.
Yep. Well, we're still searching, so.
All right. Any people on the table that have announced that they're hoping for it?
I can't say on the air. People who are contemplating it or people that I'm trying to encourage to run, but there are several announced candidates. Scott Copeland is one. There's a couple other ones. Followed by the name of Ocander from Texas, and whom I don't even know really. And there are several others that have announced their Bill J.R. Myers from Alaska. So there are probably half a dozen altogether that have to one degree or another have indicated they would like to seek the nomination of the Constitution Party.
And here's what I find interesting about that. If the mainstream press wants to pick somebody, it doesn't matter if they're a no-name. They could turn them into a household name with their big media stick. We can't do that yet. We're getting closer, though. But, you know, yep. We really need a bigger media presence to really make our people known. What we have is people who are not known, but they are principled constitutional conservatives. And they've got the credentials and the time-honored, tested reality under their belt to prove it. Right, Jim?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we just, I mean, we don't have the major media to help us, the mainstream media to help promote us, to give us the kind of coverage we need to make us into a household name. But if we could get somebody, and I don't want to put too much emphasis on this, because sometimes we get, I think, we get misguided when we look for stuff for a big name, but certainly would help with to have somebody who has a national following of some sort, who has some national contacts, and so that if they would decide to make the plunge with the Constitution Party, they would have an immediate following. That at least helps.
You could imagine this kind of thing in a world that would put the Constitution Party front and center in everyone's mind, I guess you could say, and that would be the Republican insiders basically just kick Trump out of the way, off to the side, and then he calls up the Constitution Party, and he's, you know, and he says, hey, you know, I'm gonna run as a Constitution Party candidate. Now, you would need, you know, a lot of training to actually, you know, fit as a Constitution Party candidate, but boy, you can sure see the move forward of the Constitution Party in that case, couldn't you? Yeah.
That would get it on the map for sure. That's right.
Well, and you know, what I find fascinating about this discussion is what it really takes is money and the media. And I know you don't have to have, you know, $130 million to throw away like Jeb Bush just threw away. The New York Times says he spent $130 million for nothing.
Yep.
But what I'm getting at is we don't need that kind of money, I don't think. But I do think we need significant dollars. And if a million Americans across the United States got together, now, a million Americans is like 1/3 of 1%. It's not even 3%. Okay, it's 1/3 of 1% of a million Americans. And if they put a dollar a day in between now and the election, do you know how much money we'd have, Jim Clymer?
I didn't do the math, but I could. But
you know, how many days till the election? 275 or something?
Something like that, yeah.
300? I don't know. All right, either way, it'd be a couple of $100 million, right?
Right.
Okay, with a couple of $100 million, it's not as much as the other guys. But if you had a lot of foot soldiers with that couple of $100 million, buddy, you could make a serious play and force the media to tell the tale of freedom. But it would take Americans to really decide that they're going to unite on something for a change.
It would, and the difficulty is fine. I mean, that's relatively speaking a small number, you're right, but still, to get a million people to do that, they would have to break out of their mold of thinking that there are only two parties that they can go with, and you know, to make that commitment, to make that kind of a switch.
No, I'd be hardcore if I were running for president, though. Maybe I should be an advisor for president. Oh, go ahead, Kurt. Sorry.
How many members of the Constitution Party are there, like Sam and I, across America?
I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, you look at registrations. One way of measuring that is in terms of registrations. And we probably have, 100,000 or so in registrations nationwide.
But the problem with that is half the people changed their registration to vote for Ron Paul in the day and never got it switched back.
Yeah, that's it.
A lot of them were supporting Rand or Ben Carson, which is somewhat justifiable. But again, all that stuff is very difficult to then put a finger on it, right?
And then
but
some
just imagine if we put together a million of them, you know, across America, who said, look, you know, we agree that, you know, we're a small group. And we're certainly not going to just completely change the whole picture of America. But that small group of people can set that those brush fires of freedom like they do on a regular basis. And imagine if they united and said, look, hey, we'll take over the media. You know, the Republicans and the Democrats have their media mouthpieces, if you will. And imagine if we simply said, hey, us, you know, this small group, this million of us across America, we're going to put our dollar a day in and, you know, basically buy the media. You know, I mean, what a powerful way.
Well, I'd like to see a dollar a day to promote a person for president, to buy the media. I'd also like to see everybody send a what do they call those things? a postcard to the IRS saying we need to shut you down immediately. And if you sent one of those every single day and a million Americans did that, you'd flat out get attention, I promise.
Yeah, well, that's for sure.
We need you to shut down. You're unconstitutional is what the line would say. We need you to shut down. You're unconstitutional. And they'd be getting a million of them every single day. Now, what do you think would happen? The post office would get rich, which is, you know, hey, the post office is at least somewhat legitimate. The IRS would be absolutely shut down and inundated. There's no way anybody could ignore the campaign. And you'd simply be spending what? How much is it for a postcard? 50 cents a day?
Yeah, a little less than that.
Maybe. All right. I'm just
39 cents. Whatever.
I'm just saying, plus your postcard, about 50 cents a day.
Yeah.
You're talking about do that 6 days a week. You can give them a break on the Sabbath. You don't need to do it. 6 days a week, 50 cents. You're talking about a whopping $3 a week. And I'm telling you right now, we could change this nation and really, really put pressure to shut down the IRS. How many of the other five top candidates would be discussing it if we really had a million people doing that? Every one of them.
Yep.
Again, these are just simple, inexpensive ideas from a little old guy like Sam Bushman. I probably got an IQ of 50, you know?
You're self-deprecating.
I'm just kind of making a point that, you know, and I'm not pretending I'm the sharpest knife in the drawer. I'm just saying this stuff could be done if we would just unite, sir.
Well, it is. I mean, the question is, how do you spearhead an effort to get people to do that? How do you spearhead an effort to get people to unite, to move in unison, something like that? I mean, so much of this in political action, it's like herding cats. You have everybody wants to go their own way, and they don't. They'll divide over the smallest things. I mean, just what you said about if Trump would decide he's going to stick to the Republican Party and seek the nomination of the Constitution Party. I mean, I can guarantee you, we have a bunch of people in the Constitution Party who say we want nothing to do with Trump. We don't have, you know, he's not pure enough constitutionally to satisfy.
And by the way, I'm one of them.
Yeah, well, so even though it may be a great boon for the Constitution Party as far as getting us on the map, well, yeah, and I'm one of them too. I mean, don't get me wrong, but it's, you know, that's something we face. Even with a great idea and a great candidate, we could have a problem with. Where you're always going to have a problem with some people who are going to pick with them.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. If I ran my campaign for president, my slogan would be, even I can see how to fix the country. What's wrong with you people? All right, Liberty Roundtable Live, Jim Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com in seconds.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, riding shotgun is Jim Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Constitutional Party, the Constitution Party, and what they stand for. That is constitutional principles. They are looking for a presidential candidate. And on one hand, you think it'd be nice to have a big name, but the problem is I don't know of a big name that is constitutionally principled. And if we had the media, we could make a name for our guy, but that's going to be a row to hoe. I believe some clever marketing campaigns could get it done with very little money, though. Like I said, if you got even a 50,000 people, half of the current registered Constitution Party members across the country or less, 50,000 people, and you were to send a note to the IRS on a postcard every single day between now and the election that said, you are an unconstitutional agency, IRS, you need to be shut down immediately, for 50 cents a day, 50,000 Americans, even that, forget the million, even that would get so much attention they wouldn't know what to do with themselves.
You know, Sam,
yes, sir.
Imagine as well, imagine the Constitution Party picking a couple of candidates like Sheriff Clark, you know, our buddy from Wisconsin, and then Sheriff Mack as his running mate. Imagine those two guys cruising the country, beating the bushes and beefing up the Constitution Party, as well as standing for rights of freedom and Americans all over the country. Now, that would be a package you could get behind, huh, Jim?
Absolutely, yeah. That'd be great.
You know, there are some people that could actually do quite a good job. Many of them don't have a big enough names is the problem. Many of them aren't constitutionally principled. But I can think of all kinds of clever campaigns that could get you on the map fairly easily. You know, you could just do very interesting things. For example, you know, you could invite Ted Cruz to be your vice president. Now, Donald Trump to be your vice president. You could say, listen, nobody has told us who's going to be in their campaigns. Okay, we know that Trump would be president, but we don't know who would be his Secretary of Agriculture or who would be his, quote, education czar or whatever you want to say. Okay, you could announce along the way who would fill your cabinet. Now, that was done by a guy named Bogue Wrights 20 or almost 25 years ago kind of stuff. You could start to announce who would fill your cabinet. Now you're electing a team, not just a person. I think that's one critical way you could garner all kinds of attention.
Well, yeah. Of course, that can be dangerous, too, because you start naming names if you don't have permission to use their name. No.
You'd have to check with them and make sure they're bored. You'd have to confirm that they'd really consider, you know, agree to do it or whatever. But I'm just saying that would be a great way. For example, you'd put Sam Bushman, let's say you ran for president, you and Kirk Crosby. Then, you know, you guys could say, look, the vice president would be Kirk Crosby. And I'm Jim Clymer running for president. Sam Bushman is going to be the press secretary. What do they call that guy? White House press secretary. See, that'd be Sam Bushman. He's, you know,
yeah,
he could give a few tart responses to the media from time to time to help out, you know. I'm just saying you could kind of announce a lot of those kind of people. What, John Taylor Gatto, you'd put him in the education department.
Okay.
You know, you just start putting all kinds of people like that.
Before we shut it down.
Well, of course, he'd be the guy to shut it down.
Yeah,
and you know, you could put me in charge of the FCC to shut that sucker down. You know, there's a lot of good places you could put guys that would dismantle unconstitutional government, and you know, you would articulate the departments you're going to shut down. You'd lay out how you're going to shut him down, and then you'd lay out who's going to be the guy to help get that done. I could run point on shutting down the FCC and being the press secretary pretty good.
Hey, yeah, listen. Right?
You know. And you start announcing that kind of stuff, and now you're explaining exactly what you'd do, how you'd go about it, and who would help you get it done, see?
And if you have a microphone, if you have an audience, if you'd be able to get that message out, then it could make an impact. That's the key. You can
Got the marketing. If you got $1 million a day, even if you had $100, even if you had $50,000 a day, even if you scaled it all the way back to $50,000 a day can get quite a bit done too, can't it?
Yeah, it could. I'd love to have that.
How much is that? $300,000 a week? It's $1 million a month.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a lot of money, but if you used it carefully and wisely, you could probably stretch that dude pretty far. You know, some of these campaigns, they don't use their money very wisely is the biggest problem.
Oh, they waste a tremendous amount of money. No doubt.
All right, what else is going to be happening at the convention besides deciding president?
Oh, well, we're going to hear from a number of speakers. I don't know that the full agenda has been set yet, but obviously the biggest thing, we're going to be adopting a new platform. That's a big event. I don't expect it to be a whole lot different than our current platform, but who knows? Some new issues that maybe need to be dealt with. And, you know, the world is changing, and every 4 years there are new issues that are arising. I suspect that there'll be a little more detail on how we deal with threats like like ISIS and dealing with the Middle East, maybe some more clarification on our position on those issues.
Yeah, I'd start by not creating ISIS in the first place, but, you know, that's just me.
Yeah, right.
Jim, you remember when you invited Sam to present to the National Constitution Party and he gave his presentation? He's got quite an update on the He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules thing with our buddy Glenn Beck, providing a lot of ammunition there, right, Sam?
Yeah, I've been telling for years about how, you know, I had the opportunity to be a reasonably large talk show host, but they said I had to quit talking about God, and I said, if God's out, I'm out. I tell that story quite often. Now Glenn Beck, the reason he left Fox was they told him he had to quit talking about God, and so he left.
Is that the reason?
Yep.
That right?
That's what Glenn says.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to... I should have thought of this before, but I'll have to pass your name along to Frank Flueckiger and our national chairman and suggest that he put you on the agenda. I'd like to hear from you again. I think that'd be great.
I got to make Kirk Crosby the Secretary of Agriculture. He'd get that department shut down for sure, couldn't you, Kirk?
Yeah, but what does he know about agriculture?
Well, I sure love a chance at it. You know, I've been a cowboy all my life.
You have been a cowboy.
Yeah. He's a dairy herd nutritionist for a living. I don't know if you know that, Jim.
I didn't know that.
Kirk Crosby literally is a dairy herd nutritionist for a living. He's been so for almost 40 years.
Listen, see, I learn something new every day. I didn't know your agricultural background.
Now, to put me in the agriculture department, I can shut down just about anything, but it wouldn't make any sense, see?
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to have initiatives to shut down unconstitutional government departments, no matter what we do. That should be a rallying cry.
Well, we ought to get a list. Mm-hmm. That's right. We ought to get a list of all the, you know, with a little more clarity than what Rick Perry was able to do it. Anybody else?
Yeah, he got all confused there and couldn't remember what he was going to shut down, huh?
Right.
But Ron Paul had a good start on it. First off, as president, he said I would reduce my salary from $400,000 to $40,000. You know, that's kind of some leadership there to say, listen, I'm willing to take a pay cut, as do I expect everyone else to. And then starting to show departments that shut down. I would shut down, personally, the BLM, Fish and Wildlife and Forest Services. I would shut those down and start to transfer land back to the states. Even though I disagree with Ammon Bundy's actions, he's right on point when it comes to the constitutional reality about land ownership. He's absolutely right. And I think some efforts could be made in that regard, leading with the state of Utah.
No, absolutely. And when you know that all the ownership of land that the federal government has is outside the Constitution, they have no constitutional authority for that. And everybody says, well, you know, what about the national parks and how wonderful they are and national monuments and how important they are to our heritage and so on. Well, you know, if maybe it's time to get a constitutional amendment through to allow some limits. But let's not do it in defiance of the Constitution. Let's not.
Well, they can be state parks, though. There's no reason the states can't run them just fine.
The states could, too. That's right. It wouldn't have to be national.
And the federal government has no authority if you look at the list of reasons the government can own land. However, the states don't have that restriction, right?
That's right. Absolutely. That's right.
There's a lot of work. A lot of people are pushing for a con-con. Or they call it a convention of the states, or they want to back off and call it an Article 5. I submit it smacks of all the same thing, which is we don't believe the Constitution is working. Let's try and toss it out or change it. They say there's limits on such an event, but I disagree. I think all the gloves come off. And, well, back in the Founders' Day, our Founding Fathers' Day, you know, they were pretty aggressive with what they did. I think it turned out well that time. But I don't think it would turn out that well this time, especially when you look at who's in charge. However, my reasoning for bringing this up is to say that I think the Constitution Party should reject that as an option. That's kind of a nuclear option. It's kind of like secession. Well, there's plenty of other checks and balances we can use first, such as nullification and more, right?
Well, we have already rejected that. That's, you know, we do not we reject calling for an Article 5 convention or whatever else another name they may go by. I think the risks are just too high. That doesn't mean to say that everybody in the Constitution Party is opposed to it. I think there are some people who would support it. Either you have some leading conservatives like Levin and others who promote it, and they have some people confused. But the problem is there is no way to limit it. There really is not. And I think it's a distraction. I think it diverts people from the means that are available right now to curtail the Constitution, the federal government. And, of course, the other thing is, what makes us think that they would obey a new Constitution any better than they obey the one we have currently?
Yeah, it's kind of like the, you know, the Ten Amendments. Hey, we added a bunch. They don't even obey the first ten.
That's
what
right.
Good that do? All right, Jim, my friend, thank you so much. Jim Clymer, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have you on and promote the convention a couple more times before the event happens, sir. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
There he goes, Mr. Jim Clymer, always doing a phenomenal job on your radio. A man puts his money where his mouth is. He's as real as they get. Thanks for being alongside for the ride, Kurt. LibertyNewsRadio.com. Check out our new web radio player. It's pretty cool. And all I can say is this nation shall endure. We need your help. LibertyRoundtable.com.